In New South Wales, there's a seven-day state of emergency ahead of worsening bushfire conditions. Tourists have been told to leave a massive 14,000 square kilometre area between Nowra and the Victorian border. And in some parts, emergency vehicles have been escorting fleeing residents. Gavin Coote reports from Rosedale, south of Batemans Bay.
In North Rosedale, all but a couple of homes are in ruins. For Brian Joyce, the small coastal neighbourhood near Batemans Bay is unrecognisable.
It's hard to even describe the difference. It's like, you know, it's like a war scene.
Aside from the odd scorch mark, he and wife Lynn Stadmiller are staggered their home is virtually untouched.
Just drove in and saw that house after house after house after house had gone. And then we saw our house. So that was amazing.
A very emotional moment, as you can imagine. It was extraordinary. We had sort of despaired as we came up around the corner.
15 homes in Rosedale have been destroyed in this week's fires. Another 40 were lost just up the road at Mallua Bay.
People one door, two doors up, have been here for 40 years, I think it is. I mean, that's a long time. A lot of memories, lots of, you know, grandkids on holidays and things like that.
Richard Lickie is also struggling to take in the scale of the destruction, which could very easily have spread to his place in South Rosedale.
That's probably the most alarming aspect of it, that quite clearly had whatever forces drawn the fire this way, sent it 2 degrees further south, this could have been our neighbourhood.
The council contractor has been busy moving holidaymakers out of campsites and into evacuation centres. He's now stepped things up since the Rural Fire Service declared a tourist leave zone for the entire area from Batemans Bay to the Victorian border.
Basically, we've just been essentially going door-to-door to campers, to caravanners, and just encouraging them to pack up and move on and assisting with directions and that sort of thing. So people are, for the most part, doing what they can. I've actually been really impressed by the cooperative approach people have taken. It's been good, actually.
And, of course, it's not over. This weekend is really what's on people's minds now. What are your plans?
Well, we've finished doing what we need to assist family and friends, and we're hoping to avoid all the problems. But if we've got to fight, we'll fight, and if we've got to run, we'll run. That's the plan.
And while there are impassioned pleas for holidaymakers to leave the south coast before tomorrow, Brian Joyce's son Liam hopes they don't stay away for good.
There will become a day when we are ready to go, and we will say to you guys, come back. So, you know, wait for the call, and we will need you so much, because this is it's a tourist area, so we need that to help rebuild.
And that's Rosedale resident Liam Joyce ending that report from Gavin Coote.